continuing to learn the last bracha, bracha number 19, the bracha of Shalom, peace. Begin with the words of the Sefer Chassidim, which is written by Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shmuel Chassid, passed away in 1217, teacher of the Or Zeruah and the Rekeach, says that Kol Yisrael Revim Zeh L'Zeh, that all Jewish people are responsible for one another. Shenemar, as it says in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim, V'yan Kol Am Kol Echad, that the nation all answered as one voice, Kol Echad. V'yomru, when they said, Kol Asher Dibur Hashem Nasa, whatever Hashem says we're going to do. And the fact that all of us responded in the same voice, says the Sefer Chassidim, Ilu hoy echad moche, lo nasna ha-toru. That if there had been one single individual that would have protested, had some issue, a claim, then the Torah could not have been given. It was only because it was kol ha'am that every Jewish person came together and accepted the Torah kol echad. L'kach, therefore, explains the Sefer Chassidim, Omrim barchenu avinu kulanu ke'echad bar panecha. In this bracha, it's not enough that we're asking for peace, give me peace, give my friend peace, my neighbor, not that neighbor. It has to be kulanu ke'echad, every single one of us. So we find over here this idea that shalom, peace, could also be connected to another word, shalem, complete, something which is a whole, a single unit. Which means that the Jewish people were able to show, by being complete, that they had shalom, peace among one another. On the opposite way, looking at a negative way, if a person is in groups, they have cliques, I associate myself with them, but certainly not with those people, that shows that we are not complete as a nation. And in turn, it shows that we're not in peace with one another. And therefore, the idea of the achdus, of the unity found in this bracha, also is the idea that the Kabbalah Satorah, a requisite to be able to receive the Torah, there had to have been this achdus, this unity, that we all had to be in shalom and shalom complete. So therefore, because this is what the theme of the bracha is, I'd like to talk about shalom peace for a moment and discuss how we are unique as a religion, how not only do we embrace peace, we talk about it, we say how important it is, but we also pray for it as well. In fact, the Reb Bar Yochai tells us the very last words of this bracha, HaMevarech Es Amo Yisrael, Bashalom, which is basically the end of our Shemoneh Esrei. We're asking Hashem for so many different things, but the last thing that we ask is for peace. Mevarech Es Amo Yisrael Bashalom. Says the Reb Yochai, Ki Yesh Lachdom HaTfila. This is the proper way to seal or to sign off in our davening. Ki Namrinan B'Midbar Rabba, as it states, Gadol HaShalom. How important and great is peace? She'ein Chosem Kol HaBrachos El Bashalom. If you look throughout all of our prayers, we always end off with this idea of asking Hashem for peace. And he gives examples. Kamo b'shmoneh esrei, as we find in our bracha. This is the last paragraph. And the last word of that paragraph is bashalom. Furthermore, b'birchas hamazon, you had a nice meal. And hopefully you're benching. And hopefully you're having kavanah when you're benching. The last pasuk of the benching, Hashem ozeh amoitein, Hashem b'birchas hamo, bashalom. Also, when we're benching, after we eat, not only our spiritual, but also physical, we bench. Furthermore, he explains, the Kaddish. When it comes to the reciting of the Kaddish, as important as holy and sanctified this prayer is, the last paragraph is, Oseh Shalom Bim Remav, who says Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. He who makes peace in his heights, may he make peace among us and among all Israel, everyone, collectively. And furthermore, as we discussed yesterday, we also find this when it comes to the Birchas Kohanim, the bracha that the Kohen gives. They give us all these different blessings. We see the Rashi over there in Parshas Naso. We're asking, he's giving us the blessing of wealth, of affluence. But the very end of Yisa Hashem Ponam Elecha V'yaseh Mocha Shalom. It's unbelievable. So it's not just that we speak about peace and we say, yeah, we're religion of peace. We actually pray for it constantly in all of our tefillos, as the Rebbe Yark explained. But what exactly is peace? Why is it so much an integral part of all of our tefillos? Why is it so important? So we look in Parsha Kosai, which discusses primarily the tochacha, the admonition. The very beginning, just a few lines, which people gloss over, is actually some nice parts. Maybe some people like to focus on the few psukim. And it says, toward the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, all the different things I'll give to you, rain at its proper time, v'nosati sholom ba'aretz ushchavtem v'ein macharid, that I will provide peace in the land, and you will lie down with none to frighten you. So asks Rashi, what is the significance of this brach of shalom? It's a very important Rashi to remember. Because Shema Tomru, because perhaps one would say, after having all these brachos, Har Michael, Har Mishteh, I have all the food and all the delicious drinks I can possibly consume. Says Rashi, Ein shalom, ein klum. If I don't have peace, you have nothing. And that's the reason why Acher Kol Zos, after all the blessings of affluence, says the verse, I will also give to you V'nosati Shalom Ba'aretz. Mikan Shalom Shokol Keneged HaKol. That Shalom, peace, is opposite everything else. Because without it, we have absolutely nothing. And therefore, it's appropriate that in the Shemoneh Esrei, we study the Shemoneh Esrei as we've been doing, we ask Hashem for wealth, we ask Hashem to heal us, to give us a refuah, we ask Hashem for guidance and for knowledge, but the very end is Shalom. Because you can have all the affluence, you can have all those things, but if you're not living in peace, then as Rashi says so eloquently, you really have nothing. But what kind of Shalom? What exactly does it mean when it's talking about Shalom? So Shalom could mean, of course, on a communal level, that we hope that the entire world is in peace. But Shalom could also mean on a personal level as well. Because we explained that Shalom is the same word as Shalem, complete, perfect. Which means that when it comes to focusing on yourself, you also have to have this inner perfection. That you're not living two lives as a hypocrite. I act one way in front of people in public, but when I'm in private, I may act differently. A person who's a Jew, who follows the Torah, as we mentioned many times, it's a 24/7 job. You don't just, it's not 9 to 5. It's something you have to constantly do. And therefore, the brach of shalom is within myself. This way I feel complete within myself, which will be an inner peace. We also find this with the great sage Rabbi Gamliel. Said that Rabbi Gamliel was very particular who would learn Torah. And his expression was that any person who is not tocho kibaro, literally their insides are not like their outsides, was not allowed to study by him. And its explanation is that it's not enough to act like a good Jew, but you have to have that same feeling internally as well, no matter where you are, in private as well as in public. Furthermore, we find in Parshas Vayeshev, the story of the brothers before they sold their teenage younger brother Yosef. The pasuk tells us that they saw that their brother was being favored, and v'lo yachu dablu shalom. They could not speak in shalom, in peace. What does it mean if you cannot speak in peace? Which means you cannot be shalem. You cannot be complete. Says Rashi over there, mitoch gunasam. Through this negative trait of not being able to speak peacefully with their brother, nonetheless we see a praise by the Yosef's brothers. At least they didn't speak one way, oh yes, Yosef, you're a great guy, and then they'll stab him in the back. Says Rashi, that's not shalom. That's not peace. Shalom is shalem, that you're complete. You're the exact same way to a person, no matter where they are. You treat them the exact same way, no matter what. So possibly, that's also what we're asking for in this bracha. Not just communal peace, but also inner peace for ourselves. In conclusion, what is most amazing to me is that you would imagine most people hopefully want peace. But nonetheless, it doesn't come about so easily. Just studying the history of our country, Medina Yisrael, we find the constant amount of wars and all the terror that the Jewish people have to undergo. And that's the significance of this bracha. That it's necessary that we can't always accept peace and to be able to be in control of peace by our own actions. Rather, we have to turn to Hashem and pray to Him that Hashem should intervene and bring about this most important bracha, very soon the bracha of shalom.